Cardiff Carnival 25th Anniversary Project. Interviewer, Steve Fletcher. Interviewee, Liz Price. Location of the interview, Swicker Office. And today's date is the 29th of September 2015. Liz, for the record, would you be kind enough to spell your name in full?
That's fine, yes. My name's Liz Price, which is L-I-Z-P-R-I-C-E.
Thank you very much indeed. Liz, how did you first get involved with the Cardiff Carnival?
I got involved with Swicker because I volunteered for them. So I was studying graphic design in Cardiff, and I'd just come to the end of my course, graduated, and had a minor, oh my God, what am I going to do, moment. And I contacted a load of different organisations and said, can I come and volunteer on some projects? Because I'd always enjoyed doing things with school kids and, you know, like projects and things like that. So I got in touch with the Swicker office, and I think the first project I did was the Caerphilly Lantern Parade. So I volunteered over three weekends doing that, enjoyed it, had a great time. And then when it came round to the carnival project the following year, you guys got in touch with me and asked if I'd like to work as a trainee.
I believe we've held the force is strong in this one.
and it was great. So it was working with Ben and Jude, who I'd worked with on the Lantern Parade, so it wasn't quite as frightening arriving there on day one. Then working with all of the guys from St Vincent. I think it was the St Vincent guys, and Amara was leading it. Ben and Jude were working as artists, and Zoe Hewitt was fellow trainee with me. And it was the year of Spirit of Mother Earth when we did a lot of spray dyeing. And I think it rained almost continuously through the summer.
Right.
So it was like working in a Chinese laundry. We were spray dyeing costumes. I mean, it was great because it introduced me to loads of different techniques. So we were doing a bit of batik and a bit of spray dye and stamping and things like that.
And then these presumably were hung up on ropes in the carnival camp.
Yeah.
Which looked like a Chinese laundry.
Absolutely.
There's a lovely image.
It was lovely. I think Ben and Jude were doing it part-time.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a lot to take in, as I remember it. And you know, a really intensive project, but people made me feel really welcome. It was great fun. And the first year was really just getting my head around it.
Right. Can you remember going on parade for the very first time?
I remember it lining up behind the Bute Town Youth Pavilion.
Right.
And it just being enormous. And just that whole day of organising people, the amount of time it took to get everything out there, get people in costume.
What's it like being under the intense... But everybody wants your attention, don't they?
Oh, gotcha.
Everybody needs that additional staple, that additional
yeah,
play.
Absolutely.
So that you're like this magnet with sort of people accreting themselves to. I can see you and the other, you know, the other tutors sort of walking around, and people, yeah, they spot you, and then it's just like, whoomph. You can tell where, you know, any member of the team is, because they've got
a little miss.
Yes. Yeah, so how do you manage to... Because I always associate you with a very, you know, very calm demeanour and a fabulous smile. I mean, yeah. What's happening below the waterline?
I'm paddling like crazy,
really?
I think.
That's good.
I
thought you were superhuman.
Well, you just deal with whatever's in front of you as quickly as you can, because it's like, I always think of it like being on a very busy bar on match day. I used to work in O'Neill's. So on match day, the minute you'd served someone, there would be someone else in their place, and it would just go on for hours and hours and hours. And
of course, they've now got machines that can pour 10 or 20 pints in one go. So
have they?
Allegedly, I wouldn't know.
That would have been good.
Yeah,
So it's...
Robot tutor. Yeah.
That's what
I
you
serve
need.
Your cultural needs.
No, it's great. And, you know, you just remember that people get in a bit of a tiz, and they're very excited, and the energy's rising and the noise levels are rising, and they're not trying to do your head in, and they're not trying to stress you out. They just, you know, they've got something that has broken, or a bit of elastic that's come astray, or they're not entirely sure what they're doing.
Right.
So all you can do is just try and direct them.
Yes. And on the big day itself, would you be, of course, garbed in the, what would you call them, the workman's sort of...
Tool belt.
tool belt. Yeah, so like there's something, something about Batman and his utility belt, and you guys all RoboCop. But it's like, you know, there's almost like nothing you're not carrying. You know, it's like your wrists have got gaffer tape on, you've got the tool belt on with additional bits hanging off and the rest of it.
Absolutely.
And there's no question that you've been asked, to which the answer is, I don't know or I can't help. It's yes, I can.
Yeah, you've got to figure
it out. Positivity. It's like, there's just like no barrier. It's just like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
You can't get through it. You're going to go around it. You're going to go over it.
Yeah, you just figure it out, because on that day, it's not like, right, I'm going to go away and think about it. It's just, well, it's going to have to work.
The clock is ticking.
Yeah, absolutely. Ah. So the first year, it was pretty, I remember it being pretty overwhelming and just trying to take it all in. And I tend to be someone who learns by doing. So I've got to go through something to then be able to reflect on it and figure out, okay, how can I approach this differently next time, you know?
How many paracetamol?
Yeah, absolutely. So the second year then, once you understand the process, you can take a bit more ownership of it.
Yeah.
And I think the following year was... all to do with the abolition of slavery. Was it
right? Yes,
one?
Absolutely.
And it was great. I really enjoyed having the themes to work from. Actually, as a designer, I really enjoy having a limited set of rules that I have to work to. It forces me to be more creative.
Yes, something terrifying about a blank piece of paper, isn't
it? Oh God, yeah, absolutely.
It's like, what? An infinite variety of possibilities. What?
Well, you just do nothing at all.
Well,
don't
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
It's very difficult.
Community participants used to left without used to come up with the Simpsons or Power Rangers, and we had very early had a rule saying there's nothing Simpson-esque or Power Rangery going to happen in his parade.
Definitely not.
No, sorry.
No Simpsons.
No.
Although we did have a Lego. What was it? Something from the Lego movie?
Snuck in. There's popular culture snuck in the once we've had our...
She did it well, though.
Well,
fair play to her.
Yes.
What was it? I haven't even seen the movie, but it did look good. but yeah, no, I really enjoyed that one because it was quite a meaty theme to get your teeth into.
Yes. Yes.
So Heloise Godfrey and I made some quite large puppets with enormous heads. That were big backpack costumes that were like the people profiting from the slave trade, the you know, the people importing the sugar and all the rest of it.
Boo, hiss.
Yeah, and it was great. Like, really enjoyed making something larger and having to figure out all of those problems, and then you've got to find someone to go in the costume.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you care to portray a baddie? It's never a good opening line.
Yeah,
is
would
it?
You like to?
I
be
can remember Sam
Bagalez
had to be. Colonialist 18th century troops and effectively subdue Caribbean slaves who escaped and the rest of it.
They weren't best pleased.
There was it's like, we'll do it this time, but we don't actually want to play, you know, the forces
don't
of oppression.
Be
yes, we don't want to play the forces of oppression in future. So, yeah, that's quite an interesting dilemma if you're trying to actually tell a story.
Yeah, absolutely. And we used to make for all the bands as well.
Yes.
So all of the bands had headdresses and costumes.
Yeah.
And although, I mean, that was full on making for all of the bands as well, because they're not in making with you. You're just trying to find members of the public to help you with it.
Yeah.
But the good thing about that was that you get this mass of 30 of the same thing.
Yes.
Which I always thought was just great, you know,
they also look beautiful. They're pleasing to, there's something about, as you say, multiplicity.
Absolutely.
Which is just like good for the brain. Oh yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, pattern.
Yeah,
definitely.
No, exactly.
Look at IKEA. No, repetition.
Look at IKEA.
Get many things on a shelf.
Yeah.
And you go,
no,
ooh. Yeah, absolutely. So I did enjoy that, although, you know, that it's easy to say that with hindsight when you're in the midst of making, oh God, what did Anna Rutter designed a headdress one year. It was that year, I think, and it was ships. And they all had these tiny little fibre pole masts on them. And there were about 30 of them. And halfway through, you're just thinking, why are we doing this? There has to be a simpler way of doing this. And she was very interested in making things that pleased her and that were a particular form. And I think she made some fish where you had almost all of the rib the rib parts of the fish, right. And then the fabric joined it all together, and they looked amazing, but my God, it was absolute hell putting all together. And yeah. It's all very well her going, oh, I've designed this marvellous thing, can you make them all
now
for
I like
me?
20 of them, you know. yeah.
Absolutely. But the interesting thing about when I first started was that we used to run the carnival in Swansea as well.
Right.
So everything we made in Cardiff you could then add to. Yes. When you got to Swansea, and although we'd be making new there as well, it gave you a base to build on.
Yes.
And I loved Swansea. I mean, it was a very different beast, really, because we were living there as well. So everyone was staying in a shared house, which made it just that much more intense again.
No escape till Hammersmith, you know.
Absolutely. But when the parade set off, and I do remember this, the first year I did a traineeship, I was in Cardiff, but I didn't go to Swansea. I think Heloise was one of the trainees in Swansea then. But the second year we both did both, and Anna Rutter was working that year. This was the Spirit of Resistance one. And she as the carnival went off, and you know, you've been running around like a headless chicken, trying to get everyone into their costumes, everyone into their sections, all the sections in the right order. And it went off down that road, because we were right at the top of the hill, weren't we?
Yeah.
And she stopped me and she said, right, look at that. You did that. And it was just the most amazing moment to see it all spread out ahead of you. See
yeah,
how
certainly
long
seeing
it
up and down the hills in Town Hill, and knowing that, in fact, Swansea Carnival, about the time you're talking about, was at its peak. Mm. And simply in terms of numbers, there were over 1,000 costumes there.
It was incredible.
And certainly I have never seen, and Swicker has never produced a bigger parade before or since. And it's beautiful sunshine. But something about seeing it being at the bottom of a hill and seeing it going up a slope. And you know, we talk about rivers of light or rivers of colour. I mean,
yeah,
you know, that was just like
astounding.
It was, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
It was a high point in many ways.
And you've come to the end of essentially a whole summer of making, because you've done 3 weeks Cardiff,
yes.
A week off, 3 weeks Swansea.
Yeah.
So you're completely spent.
No, absolutely. And the concept of a summer holiday just didn't exist for 10 years.
No.
I must confess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it was. I mean, that was a moment that I'll never forget, actually. And I'm so pleased that she, you know, had the foresight to stop me and say, right, just take this moment.
Oh, bless.
You know, she was very sweet. And I learnt a lot from her and from Ben and Jude and from all of the artists I worked with, really. They were all very welcoming and inclusive. And
your
hands
don't seem unduly scarred by glue gunning.
I have learned.
So.
I did get a glue gun injury, one that went under my nail.
Ooh.
They're the worst.
That,
and it had been on, I think the gun had been on for quite a long time. I think that was in Blynavon.
Oh, right, yeah.
Blynavon Carnival.
There is a tendency, you know, to associate Creative Carnival with the smell of burning flesh. With the advent of the glue gun, you know.
It's true.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that was quite a while ago, and I learned not to do that again.
And then, of course, you took a break from Cardiff Carnival and rejoined us in 2014.
I did. So I took a break because I went and did a teaching qualification.
Right.
So I was working, teaching, studying, teaching and teaching at the same time, which was interesting. And then I got a job working for a charity, Vision 21, some of the members of Vision 21 have been involved in the project as well. So while I was there, I built up a bit of a collaboration with Swicker and Vision. The difficult thing with Vision 21 is that the students desperately want to come, but it's not up to them whether or not they can, because they need someone to bring them.
Absolutely.
So they loved being involved, and Becky would come over and make things with them. But anything where you asked for participation on a weekend, it was very, very difficult to guarantee.
It's very sad that
there's that
barrier that for many, almost insuperable at times, you know.
Really frustrating, because if you tried to do anything extracurricular, you know, they used to do almost like a sports event on a weekend, and we'd manage to get maybe six or seven students out of, God, you know, there must have been close to 100 attending.
Right, that's a very poor turnout.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely. So it was a real
and
shame.
And they were all winners and they all got medals.
Yeah, it was all good. But yeah, so I sadly then I had a proper job, which meant I couldn't take 3 weeks off to play with sequins and feathers and get involved with that. So I had a bit of a break and then I went freelance again.
Yes, and tell us a bit about your freelance artistic practice.
Okay, so I'm a graphic designer and an illustrator. I kind of straddle the two, so I'm not quite one and not quite the other, and a bit of both really. So yeah, visual communication really. So,
yeah.
I do some bits of graphic design work like logos, brochures, stuff for web, but then I also do some illustration work for people. When they need it, but also I teach, so I'm a lecturer up in Hereford College of Arts, and I do bits and pieces in Cardiff as well. So I'm a bit of a jigsaw of different bits and pieces, really. But having done the proper job for a few years, I just got to the point where I was like, oh, you know what, this isn't me. And all I was doing was managing other people and really getting to even teach. I was very much in a middle management role, and although that was challenging in its own way, I wasn't getting the contact with people or the chance to really be creative myself. So I just got to the point where I thought, you know what, I've just got to take the plunge and see what happens, and if it doesn't turn into anything, then I can get another job. But it did. So it's all good and I'm happy.
Excellent.
So yeah, I came back and it was the first year we were in Fitzalan.
Yep.
High, which was such a good venue.
Yes.
Really good space. I didn't do it at the sports place. Where was that?
Channelview Leisure Centre?
Yeah. So I came...
No natural daylight. I mean, lots of space, no natural daylight. And really, we didn't have access to sunlight outside either.
No.
It met the brief of it had to be in South Cardiff. But other than that, it was and the noise down there as well. I mean, you're in a big booming sports hall, so
very echoey.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, well, I popped down and visited, but yeah, I was pleased not to have had to work there actually. And Fitzalan was a great space, being able to have an area for the larger costumes and an area for public, for the smaller stuff that we were doing with the groups and things.
And for the boys to just go outside and do everything from sit around and chat or kick a football around, you know.
Absolutely. The
far more community orientated, I felt.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, 2015.
Yeah.
You were with us again. Would you tell us, care to tell us a bit about the section and your designs in particular? What moments stand out for you? What challenges you faced the summer just gone? How was it for you, Liz?
Well, because since I've returned to the carnival, there isn't really a theme linked to the parade.
Yeah.
I tend to impose my own theme because I can't just pick things out of thin air. So 2015 was the year of light, according to a scientific association somewhere I discovered. So all of my costumes were based on that as a starting point. So I'm just thinking, I had a section of fireflies who had light up bums.
I wondered if that was going to come out. Brilliant. No, yeah, that was light up bums for anybody out there.
which was really fun. I mean, that was something to get my teeth into, really. I really enjoyed that. What else did I have? I had a large costume, which was a Zeus, based on the fact that he has lightning. I had a Las Vegas section. Was that it? Did I have anything else? I think I was going to have a little section of lampshades, but it didn't happen.
No.
And nobody was terribly excited.
I quite like the
Las
Vegas because I like the audio visions, but Las Vegas in particular were quite fun because if you could get them to, they actually had letters, didn't they?
Yes.
To explain who they were.
Yeah.
And if in the unlikely event you could persuade them to stand still in the right order, it totally decoded it. And then within 2 seconds,
it was gone again.
It was like, hang on, no, oh, there we are. You know, it was
it's
like,
true.
Yeah. It was just dyslexic's nightmare.
Well, and the Las Vegas thing, it wasn't about Las Vegas, it was about the neon signs, really, which is how it linked back to the notion of light. Yeah. But also for me, a massive love for me is typography.
Well, so I was about to say, there was something about that. I could tell instantly where, you know, this is where this had come from. It's like, you know.
So it was
Liz
fun.
Price Productions proudly presents. Fonts I have loved.
It was a bit like that.
No, but it was entirely good like that. It was like, it was very clear as well, you know. It was like, ooh.
Well, and I do have a bit of a love for that old circus type. It's called bifurcated.
Is that what it is? Because I like that as well. And recently, I'm an inveterate charity shopper, and I got a National Geographic from, I think it's about 1913. And I got it because it's a principal article. It's about circus. And they had an older version of exactly what you're talking
all
about.
The
and I was trying, you know, the minute, you go to a charity shop, you can rummage in there forever. But I was just rummaging. And as soon as I saw that typeface, it made me think of what you'd done. And I just thought, ooh, and it was circus as well.
Yes, so, sold. You know.
Yes,
sold.
Very much so. In fact, I must get a frame for the cover, which I just thought, it's just very beautiful artwork.
Mm,
and, you know, made me think of lots of positive times.
Well, signwriting is having a bit of a resurgence as well. The people who do the lettering on Ferris wheels and kind of stuff. It's seen as, it's quite a hipster thing, I think.
Is it? Because there's an old time, I only know one sort of signwriter in Cardiff. It's the guy in Clare Road. Do you know?
I don't know him.
He does all the work for Mario Morris, our Carnival MC.
Okay.
And it's very distinctive, his writing, the way he approaches it. So I always know that's the Grangetown man, that's the Grangetown man, that's the Grangetown man. You know,
you can spot it a mile off.
Yeah, it's his. That's what he does, and that's how he does it. Doesn't matter what message you want putting on it, you know. So they could be, you know, two antipathetic ones next to each other. They're still his work. Yeah. So it's like, you know. Yeah. And there's something about the fact that you know that they weren't made by a machine that also, you know, that's, no electricity was used in the production
of
this.
Absolutely, you haven't just typed it into
which could explain the odd spelling mistake in this work, if truth be told. But there we go. There are many heroes in Cardiff Carnival, but I hereby declare, Liz Price, you are a Cardiff Carnival hero. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.